In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah? You like putting stickers on cars?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? Yeah, I got a video of you. You don't know?
No.
Okay. That's fascinating. I'm curious what your motive is here, because I get in the car with my kids. There's curse words people are putting on my car.
Yeah, remember that video from back on May 2nd is when I aired that for the first time. Video of a Tesla vandal being caught red-handed over in Kirkwood. And the question that the day was, why hasn't this individual been charged with vandalism? Here we are almost 2 weeks later on the 14th of May, and we may finally have some movement in this case. I've got Christian Kirk on the phone with me this morning. He's the owner of the car in question, and he's the one that took that video. Christian, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. You and I have traded a few text messages over the past couple weeks where I've kind of been seeing if there's an update to this story, because this has been a nationwide problem with, you know, people's personal cars being vandalized, defaced by people who just happen to disagree with the guy that owned the company that you bought that car from.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's weird. And I guess, I received a call last night from the prosecutor in Kirkwood, and their angle on this is harassment. And they're going to be charging him. And based again, which is weird because they couldn't do it on property damage, which is frustrating, because if he would have stickered me once and I had caught him, they wouldn't have really been able to do much, apparently. But because he did it on two separate days, they're going with harassment, which is interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, just out of interest, did the prosecutor say what kind of offense that is? Is that a misdemeanor? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, it's misdemeanor. I mean, he was like, listen, you're not going to ruin this guy's life or anything. He's just probably going to have a fine in community service. I'm not sure it may stay on his records, which, you know, I think it should.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because, just so people know, you posted this video to a page that is created for local Tesla owners right here in St. Louis?
Correct.
So other people have complained about similar problems in other areas.
Yes. I mean, it's widespread. And what's weird is it's widespread with that individual. But mind you, this has happened to me multiple times with different people. I just didn't catch them. A woman did it to me at Trader Joe's a couple weeks prior. And then I had a kid do it at the gym. And I actually caught him. but I didn't videotape it. So, he apologized, which is funny.
But you caught all that on the cameras on your car, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I think the definition of stupidity is to walk around in the world and not realize that of any car you could decide to go up and mess with, you don't want to do it to a Tesla because they have cameras at every angle.
It's very weird. And I think up to this point, maybe they didn't think there would be consequences, because even in my mind, I'm going, what are the consequences for these people? When the one kid at the gym wrote F-U-C, you know, Elon on my car in like in the dust or whatever. And I talked to the Frontenac police and they were like, yeah, we're not doing anything. And they didn't do anything. Huh. And this was like a month or two ago, but this one was so egregious. And honestly, with the help of the community, I mean, just getting that video out there and the fact that it got so much visibility, that's really what lit a fire under this. Without question.
Well, I'm glad that something's happening. I personally think it should probably be more than just a harassment charge, but I mean, I'm not in the prosecutor's shoes who's going to have to go take this to a court somewhere. The guy that did it, until the prosecutor files it, I'm not going to say his name on the radio. His first name is Bill. We know that. He works at Washington University. And the interesting thing about that is the university has now scrubbed his bio from the university's pages, but they won't tell us if he still works there or not. I assume that he does. He's like a senior analyst or something.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you their emails got lit up pretty heavily, and so yeah, they had to scrub it. But it's pretty interesting that they're not taking any ownership for this dude working there. Which is funny.
I mean, and I know your goal is maybe not to affect his livelihood or see him get fired or whatever the case may be. But as you mentioned, he's done this in other municipalities. So there are other Tesla owners in different towns other than Kirkwood who've had their cars touched by this guy as he put F Elon stickers all over them. I wonder if there's any chance of the U.S. attorney getting involved in this. Have you heard from anyone?
So I did, one of them slipped into my DMs, which is hilarious. And there was just a little bit of back and forth, and it was just, let me know if you need anything.
Wow.
Definitely there's been some inquiries, and you know, I'm just playing it cool because it looks as though Kirkwood's taking care of it, and props to Kirkwood, because the guy, you know, the prosecutor said, we don't want that here in Kirkwood.
Yeah.
So that was refreshing to hear, you know.
It gets back to people being held accountable for their actions. This guy was very bold about this, and you caught him. Was it 2 days in a row, or it was one day, and then you went back there a couple days later and decided to park in the same spot, see if it happened again?
Correct, yeah. He was just on my camera the first time, and I didn't catch him. And I just, yeah, I knew if I went back to the same place, he'd do it. And I kind of kept my notifications on, and I got the buzz, and that's how I was able to, like, confront him personally.
Christian Kirk, listen, I appreciate you making this video public and drawing people's attention to it. It's an irritating trend across the country. Just because people don't like the manufacturer or the guy that owns the company that made your Tesla. Is it what do you drive? You drive one of the trucks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the truck.
Yeah, and I'm driving down the interstate the other day, and I wish I had gotten a picture of it, but there was somebody that I could see where it had been damaged on the back. I could see where somebody had scratched something in the paint. And again, I'd love to know the story behind that and if anybody was ever held responsible for it.
God, yeah, I mean, that's a good question. And that's what's so frustrating. It's because independently of all the politics, they're cool toys, they're cool vehicles. And, you know, really, like when you talk about my goal with this wasn't like to ruin this guy's life. It's mainly for somebody who's on the fence who wants to buy a cool thing, not to feel persuaded by these like loud people that are, you know, making it annoying to make a decision. Buy the cool thing. Enjoy what you want. Don't worry about what people think.
Well,
you
know? we're looking forward to whatever comes out of the Kirkwood prosecutor's office, hopefully today. And I'll keep on top of that here. Christian, if you get any updates, please let me know.
100%.
Sir, thank you for your time.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too. I appreciate it. All right, Christian Kirk there, the Tesla owner who had his car vandalized there in Kirkwood. Finally, there may be some charges, but he had to stay on him. He had to follow up with the police, and then the police had to get it to the prosecutor, and they finally settled on a harassment charge. I'm still not sure why it wouldn't be vandalism. I mean, your right to swing your fist ends at the other person's nose. Your right to criticize my car ends when you touch it. You have no business touching my car, whether it's to put a gummy sticker on it that's got some foul language on it or not. there's got to be some penalty for that, I would think. But anyway, hopefully we'll be able to report more on this for you tomorrow if that actually ends up getting filed today. All right, coming up in the break, I was listening. I found out something brand new I did not know, and you are going to love this, about what's in this Jake Tapper book. Remember the deep fakes? You got to hear what Tapper and this other guy, his co-author, are writing about the claims of deep fakes by the Biden White House. We're going to be back with that right after this.
There might be a long video and you might take a very short clip and you take out key context. Mm-hmm. Another is maybe you slow something down and it makes it sound like someone is slurring their words. Or another is you might splice several pieces together and it makes it sound like someone said something that they didn't.
This is somebody named Rona Tarrant. This happened in June of last year, right? Just before the presidential debate with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And do you remember that big fundraiser that George Clooney and Barack Obama attended with Joe Biden when Biden was wandering around the stage and Barack Obama had to grab his arm and help him off the stage? And the White House, Corinne Jean-Pierre, all of these experts, they put out talking points. That was a deep fake. So they hired this woman, Rona Tarrant, to go out and give directions on what a deep fake was. It was a video that seems to show one thing, but it's really something else. It's a deep fake. Well, you know, shocker here, it wasn't a deep fake. Jake Tapper actually covers this in his new book where they're finally admitting that the picture of Obama dragging him off the stage was very, very real. And it gets worse. Wait till the next thing I'm about to tell you. Listen.
Well, Obama's side of that story is he wasn't sure what was going on, but he just wanted to get out of there. And he wasn't going to get out of there without Biden. So he grabbed him, and it was more just his impatience than anything else. But other people who were there, and we should note that the Biden White House falsely, when people showed that clip and asked what was going on, said it was a cheap fake. They did this all the time when there was video that seemed to show Biden acting in an odd or unusual, seemingly out of it way. They would call it a cheap fake. It was not fake. It was actual video.
Yeah, it was not a cheap fake or a deep fake. It was actual video. Of course it was. Anybody with two eyes could see it was actual video. So the other big thing that happened out of this, well, you know, I was talking earlier about Ron Burgundy and big egos in the media business. Well, that's also the deal in Hollywood, maybe to a greater extent in Hollywood, where people are pretty darned important. And if you forget their name, you're going to offend the hell out of them because, by golly, you should know my name. Do you know who I am? Right? That's what's always in the back of their mind. listen to this story that Tapper covers about what happened backstage at that event with Barack Obama and all of these big wigs who paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for access to Sleepy Joe Biden before he went out on that stage. Just listen to this, and then you'll finally understand why Nick Clooney came out publicly, because his feelings got hurt. Listen.
So thanks so much for having me, John. So President Biden came into that Los Angeles fundraiser June 15th. And behind the scenes, there were little tiny fundraisers for the big, big donors. There was the event on stage with Jimmy Kimmel and Barack Obama, but then also behind the scenes, photographs and smaller speeches for big donors. And it was there that President Biden walked over to George Clooney, and Clooney realized, and other people witnessing realized, that Biden did not recognize him. This despite the fact that they'd known each other since roughly after 9/11. They'd had many meetings when Biden was vice president. They'd known each other for a long time. Biden had awarded him a Kennedy Center award in December 2022. And obviously, Clooney was throwing this fundraiser for him, a record-setting fundraiser. Biden was just walking around saying, hello, thanks for being here. Hello, thanks for being here. And an aide said, you know George. And the president was like, yeah, sure. How are you? Thanks for being here. And the aide had to say, no, George Clooney. And it was just shocking for everyone involved.
I just want to let that. This is brand new audio. The first time I've heard this interview. I think it was from this morning on one of the networks interviewing him, Tapper. Now, his book doesn't come out to like the 20th, so clearly they're dropping the juiciest tidbits they can out of this thing to get people to buy the book. But that is a shocking admission. Not even George Clooney has admitted that he walked away from that knowing Joe Biden wasn't there anymore, but he never said why. And now we know why, because his ego was bruised because the man he had donated $100,000 to stand next to on a stage didn't know who the hell he was. Now, the scarier part of this is not that a Hollywood celebrity got his ego bruised. It's that this was the guy that we were told was sharp as a tack. He's never been sharper. This is the best version of Joe Biden that you've ever seen.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth.
He's sharp. He's focused. He's bright.
I don't have any concerns. And that's from personal interactions.
This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
Who was running our country? Who? Joe Biden didn't know the name of a class A celebrity like George Clooney. He had to be drug off the stage by the former president because he was walking around dazed and confused. Do you really think he was making complex decisions about war and peace with anyone? Somebody else was president of the United States the last 4 years. I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was Jill Biden or Susan Rice, somebody from the Obama administration that was pulling the strings. It most certainly was not Joe Biden. And the fact that they had to wait until that debate in June to pull the plug on him running again is dereliction of duty. Somebody should be tried for treason because of it. Because if they'd had their way, he'd still be the leader of the free world. How embarrassing. I'm telling you. Coming up, we'll get to Taylor Riggs. We'll ask her more about the stock market and the tariffs. Stay tuned.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. These are April read on the Consumer Price Index, arguably one of the most important metrics at this point in time. Up 0.2 on headline, and that is 0.1 lighter than expected. And do remember, in the rearview mirror, at least up to now unrevised, that -0.1 was a 5-year low.
Wow. That was Rick Santelli yesterday talking about these inflation numbers that came out. And I was anxious to talk to our friend Taylor Riggs about that from the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. She's on the phone with us this morning. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
How would those numbers strike you? I know it was lower than expected, lowest since 2021. Yeah. Everybody was kind of expecting inflation to go up because of the tariffs, right?
Yeah, you know, this is where I get so frustrated, Mark. And you know how I usually try to come on your program and be cool, calm, and collected. But all we have been hearing for 3 months is tariffs are inflationary. Consumers going to freak out. Prices are going up for everyone.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, inflation comes in better than expected. And every analyst note I read said, oh, well, they weren't going to be impacted in April anyways because dealers still had 3 months inventory on hand. So we weren't going to see higher prices show up in the CPI print until later this summer, 3 months down the road. Okay, well, which is it? Because consumers have been totally freaked out into thinking that the world is ending, the stock market's collapsing, prices are going up, shelves are empty for Christmas, no presents for anyone. But then when the real data comes out, they say, oh, well, April wasn't going to show it anyways. So I'm sort of upset about the messaging and how we've scared consumers into thinking that the world is ending. Guess what? Inflation is better than expected. Of course, there are places where there is still more work to do. But gas prices are down. Airfare prices are down. Look, the trade deal that we had with China over the weekend, I think most people think is a game changer in the fact that it's a big de-escalation of where we were. The stock market is on the S&P 500 now 200 points higher than it was on Liberation Day. We've turned positive for the year. So had you just stayed the course and not done all of this panic selling in the stock market, you'd still be winning.
Yes. It's true. And, you know, I've watched the deal that the president's trying to make on tariffs with China. And here's my question. If all of this continues to unfold as it appears, Taylor, and I know you don't have a crystal ball to look into here, the tariffs have dropped on China. We got to deal with the UK. Supposedly there are 60 other countries lined up to even the playing field with us to some extent on trade. How does Jerome Powell continue to look into the camera and say, I'm not going to cut interest rates?
Great question. Okay, so if the economy comes in better than expected and you get good trade deals, which means there isn't going to be inflation or we're back down to our 2% target, then he could stay the course or cut. You could argue that rates right now are a little bit too restrictive and that they're higher than where the 3 month or the 2 year yield is at this moment, right? And so that's showing that the Fed is higher and should come down.
Taylor, your phone line is breaking up on us a little bit. I just want to warn you about that. I'm sorry.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay.
I'm right near by the TV set because I just ran off TV to call you guys. So I apologize. I hope that you all can hear me. I understand that Jay Powell had to be cautious on tariffs given the uncertainty, but I agree that if the tariff headwind is behind us, that means that there's no more uncertainty about higher inflation. He should be able to cut rates.
Right, right. I would agree on that. I want to play a soundbite and then get your reaction to it. This was Newt Gingrich on Fox earlier this week.
It's an absolute big step towards what I described in my newsletter at Gingrich 360 as the coming Trump boom, which I believe is real. I think when you get beyond the noise, the amount of investment you cited in the last segment, the amount of tax breaks that are going to encourage development, encourage work, and I think this is a very important part of it. And then, frankly, the cuts in regulations and the cuts in spending, which will create more space for interest rates to start coming down. It's pretty hard for me to look at all that and not see how it becomes a boom. And on top of that,
yeah. So he thinks that all of this is coinciding and dovetailing quite nicely.
I think if tariffs were the headwind, the big, beautiful tax cut bill is going to be the big tailwind.
Okay.
Exactly the playbook that we had in 2017. GDP growth jumped to 3.5% instead of 2.5%. Let's get back to that. The data is very clear. Art Laffer knows this better than anyone. If you cut tax rates, revenue goes up because people want to buy and spend and invest in America. You saw that with the Saudi deal yesterday, incentivize companies to want to come here, incentivize the ability to deduct full expensing of factories and factory equipment to make it better to plan and invest and build here. So I think that that is going to be a huge tailwind. And I think Congress is aiming for maybe about July right now, which would be great. That gives time for people to really feel the effects of that before we go to the polls in the midterms next fall.
That's right. I'm sure that's what they're hoping for anyway. Taylor, what are you working on for your show today?
You know, more about this Saudi investment. This is huge. This shows that the U.S. and the Middle East can be AI dominant and push out China. We do not want the Middle East to have to turn to China for AI. So if you have companies like NVIDIA, AMD, Uber, all of these big tech companies, OpenAI, who said that they're investing in UAE data centers, and Saudi Arabia is investing in AI here in the U.S., that is absolutely a positive. We need to be the leader in AI. And all of those tech stocks had a monster rally yesterday, and they're continuing it today because this really could be an AI tech boom.
Very good. Taylor Riggs will be watching today starting at noon Central. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. Taylor Riggs there from the Big Money Show on Fox Business. How about that? I think they've expanded to 2 hours now. In fact, they do good work. All right. Coming up, we are going to talk a little bit about a fun event that's taking place this week that supports Responder Rescue, which, of course, I love that organization. We try to help raise money for them every fall in our ATF raffle that they host. And we're going to talk about something you can take part in this weekend if you're good at shooting. How about that? We'll get to that coming up right after this. All right, welcome back. Hey, listen, if you missed the show off the top of the hour here at 8 o'clock, you missed our interview and an update on this Tesla situation with the vandal over in Kirkwood. So we're keeping an eye on that story today because we're expecting something to be filed against the guy that was caught on camera. There's a link to the video in my Facebook feed there for sure if you're on the Mark Cox Show Facebook feed. From last week, May 2nd, I think, was the date we posted that. And you can look at the video that went viral of somebody coming up and slapping stickers on two different days on the same Tesla with, you know, foul language on it, F Elon. And now, finally, the prosecutor in Kirkwood, based on the report of the police, is going to file charges against that individual today. Here I am just doing a little bit of daily prep work for the local media who have ignored this story up until now. They haven't reported on it once that I can find, and I would love to know why that is. These vandalism stories have been going on across the country. We have one on camera in Kirkwood, and nobody's covered it. It has to be a management decision. I don't understand why. Maybe when charges are filed today, they'll finally get off their duff and cover this story. We shall see. All right. Proud to have my friend Pat Byrne on the phone right now from Responder Rescue. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fine, my friend. Great to have you on here, and love it when I run into you and Lisa out and about. And I know this Sunday you guys have got another fundraiser coming up that is a lot of fun. This one's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, this Sunday is going to be our 10th annual clay shoot.
And that is
Sporting Clays.
Yeah, Muddy River Fools clay shoot, right?
Yes sir. That's a group of firefighters that are putting money together and to raise money for education with the fire department and helping respond to rescue.
Yeah, well, I love what they do there, and this is up at Black Hawk Valley in Old Monroe, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so go ahead.
No, Blackhawk, you're right.
Yeah, Blackhawk Valley Hunt Club, which is, if you're going up toward Troy, just off 61 up there, pretty easy to get to, and they always put on a great sporting clay tournament. Now, Pat, when you go up there, do you shoot?
Yes, I shoot every year. It's fun, man. It's just like golf, but you're using a shotgun.
It's humbling is what it is. So sporting clay shooting is humbling. Unless you do it a lot, it is one of those skill sets that you've either got a good eye for it or you don't, because the birds are flying from every direction. And even though you have a chance to see them before you start shooting at them, it is a real challenge.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
It is, and I'm hoping. So should people go? Where should people go if they want more interested in maybe filling out a couple of teams for this Sunday?
Well, people can register online at responderrescue.org, or they can show up the day of. 9 a.m. registration opens. 10 o'clock they start shooting, and it's open to the public. Anyone can come. Just show up, pay your money, and get in line. You can bring your own side-by-side with you if you like, and go on the course and start shooting.
Yeah, it's a good time. And of course, bring your own shotgun. You can. They've got shells up there they want you to use, and they'll go over all the safety rules. But it is a lot of fun. And how are things going this year? I know looking forward to November when we'll do our ATF raffle again for you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's always a big one in November. People look forward to that. And things are going good. This year started off a little hard with a flood that flooded our office. And we've survived that, and we're getting things back on track.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And, of course, you guys are out there helping people who are injured in the line of duty and maybe have to take a couple months off and have a medical bill or something like that they can't pay, right?
Yes, you are exactly right.
Yeah, well, responderrescue.org is the website. I encourage people to go there and check it out. If you can shoot this weekend, it's going to be Sunday up at Blackhawk Valley, and they've still got room for some more teams. Pat Byrne, thank you so much. Give my best to Lisa, please.
I will. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Pat Byrne there, founder of responderrescue.org, and they do great work, which is why we work so hard for them all the time. Hopefully you can get out there and shoot on Sunday. Hopefully the weather holds. Should be nice. All right, gonna do it for us. We'll get to the Brian Kilmeade show coming up here. Kim St. Ange a little under the weather today. We're hoping she's feeling good enough to be back in here tomorrow morning. We will see. Be sure and let you know. For Annie, you'll be in at noon. The Mark Reardon show from 3 to 6. Have yourself a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.